This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Okay, so, a lot of new headlines regarding the opioid crisis. You're going to see one discussing how 15% of pharmacies handed out nearly half of all pills. Well, when you kind of look at the whole pharmacy landscape, there's, you know, kind of a few big ones, and then you got the little ones, and so usually the big ones are going to probably be filling more prescriptions. So I'm a little hesitant on starting to call in, you know, the National Guard on that one. But, you know, I get that, you know, pharmacies have been, you know, also to blame for the opioid crisis. Everybody's been to blame. You know, nobody's actually addressing pain, except I got to tell you, I'm a huge fan of Edward Heidig of the Health and Human Services Division. I'm actually meeting with him. He's in Region 9. To discuss the opioid epidemic. He's here for the Nevada or the National Opioid Summit. So we're pretty excited to talk. I'm talking to him, and we'll probably have him back on the show. He's been on the show before. But, you know, this finger-pointing blame game is driving me crazy, and we need more people like Secretary Heidig and others to kind of address this right. And I kind of need to school some people on what happened pre- 2000, maybe the opioid crisis really started to culminate in the latter part of the 2000, like the first decade, second decade, in the teens. But there were a lot of things kind of leading up to it. You know how when you look at like World War II history and then you kind of go back, you know, into, you know, how Hitler rose to power? There's always things in the past that kind of lead up to this, okay? And, you know, we talked about a lot of things started to kind of lead up to us going towards more opiates. It was an easier prescription. They were generic. They were cheaper. It was a legal high. So those are the more common reasons, okay? And in the news, you'll hear, well, yeah, doctors overprescribed. Doctors got duped by pharmaceutical companies, which I think is a bunch of crap, okay? We don't get duped. But again, you know, with all the finger pointing going on, we doctors are kind of laying low before people start suing us. But I want to bring up lawsuits because I remember in the 90s being told that if you don't properly control someone's pain, you're dead in the water in terms of a lawsuit. And I looked it up. I went into my legal library. Yeah, I have one. I got my glasses because I get all legal here. You got to hear this stuff. You got okay. Get this. This was in 2001. This was published in the Western Journal of Medicine. And it was by Ben Rich. He's an associate professor, bioethics, and visiting professor of law. And hold on a second, let me find this quote. All right, he said another, okay, so apparently he talks about two cases where the patients had pain and the doctors were so afraid of addiction that they curtailed the pain medication and then got sued and lost. So he writes, okay, and this is what I learned as a resident. So you want to know why I prescribe narcotics just like anybody else. Message to physicians implicit in these verdicts is that there's a standard of care for pain management, a significant departure from which constitutes not merely malpractice, but gross negligence. Even if professional boards might not hold their licenses to that standard, juries will. So this law professor is basically telling us doctors that if we don't adequately control your pain, whether we lose our license or not, a jury is going to fry our butts. So here I am in the late 90s, early 2000s in practice, okay? And I have patients with arthritis. Now remember, another another, let's say, cause leading up to this opioid crisis is, you know, with the advent of statins and arterial stents and, you know, us being more proactive from a cardiological standpoint, people weren't dying in their 40s of heart attacks. They were now living longer. So now, rather than your 60-year-old on the verge of a heart attack and dying, now your 60-year-old is going to turn 65, is going to turn 70, and is feeling great, but he's got arthritis. You know, he's starting to now outlive his joints. So I started to get a whole slew of patients that had, you know, a lot of arthritis pain. So I'm like, all right, we'll do the anti-inflammatories, we'll do the NSAIDs, you know, I'll give you ibuprofen because I don't want to give you a narcotic. I'm afraid of narcotics still. You know, you're in pain, and, you know, it's not like cancer pain, so we'll just do anti-inflammatories. And so finally, I'm checking their creatinine clearance, and I'm watching their kidneys, and I'm like, okay, I don't think I like you on the anti-inflammatories. Use Tylenol. Well, the patients are like, well, Tylenol isn't doing anything. So what's happening is we're starting to put more people on anti-inflammatory medications that could fry the kidneys, that could fry the stomach, that could cause congestive heart failure, cause easy bleeding, and risk of hemorrhagic stroke, all sorts of stuff. And the kidney doctors are like, guys, slow your roll on the, you know, anti-inflammatories. So now I got people in pain. Meanwhile, people in the early 2000s, doctors were getting sued like crazy. St. Paul was pulling out of states and saying, look, we're not gonna insure you guys anymore because, you know, it's costing us too much. And I never had a lawsuit, and I wasn't gonna start. So I'm like, I'm not gonna kill your kidneys. I'm not gonna, you know, give you ulcers. So if you're in pain, I'm gonna give you a narcotic temporarily. And so you can get in with your orthopedist for an injection or Synvisc or a knee replacement, whatever. So you have the kidney doctors telling us to not, you know, give NSAIDs, which I don't blame them. You had this threat of lawsuit, and then all of a sudden you had Yelp, and you had online reviews. And so doctors now being hired by companies, right, it's all about, well, do patients like you? You would have people go online, rip you a new one, and it would steer business away. So if a patient came in to, let's say, Dr. Smith, and goes, yeah, look, I'm in some pain, you know, can you throw me some Lortab? If he said no, because I don't want you to become addicted to it, because we're going to have an opioid crisis 10 years from now, he'd get a crappy review. So if you want to start to blame, okay, you know, pharmacies, pharmaceutical companies, doctors, nurses, nurse practitioners, PAs, dentists, you can blame everybody you want. But I would really like to see these online review companies thrown in there. And I'd like to see some of these legal cases thrown in there where doctors were sued because they didn't control pain. So what the hell do you guys want us to do? 1-877-DOCSALLY, don't go away.
Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So apparently there's a woman who was doing vaginal steaming. Remember we talked about this a few years ago? Because Gwyneth Paltrow says she does it all the time. I don't know what she's. I don't know. And unfortunately, when she was doing vaginal steaming, she suffered second-degree burns. Now, you would think that's not very newsworthy because, duh, if you're going to put anything hot near a body part, you're probably going to get burns. But I think it is worth talking about because I think there are people out there that really love a lot of alternative treatments. And some alternative treatments are right on the money. They're fantastic. And some are just kind of plain stupid. And so this vaginal steaming, I guess, is a very old remedy. We have only talked about it in the last few years. But it's something that was done, like, for centuries, I guess. And it was a way to kind of cleanse the vagina. and the uterus. It was supposed to help regulate periods, ease period cramps, and bloating. And then I guess Gwyneth Paltrow talked about it on her website, Goop. And so over the past few years, it has surged, and people have been trying to steam their vaginas. So basically what you do, you could pay a lot of money to go to a spa and have them steam it. Or what you do is you have a special chair that has a hole in it. And you sit there, you could be in a muumuu, but you basically don't have underwear on. And you have a bowl underneath the chair with the steam. You also could put herbs in it. I'm not making this up. This comes from Healthline. You can put herbs like mugwort into the brew, wormwood, chamomile, calendula, basil, and oregano. No, this isn't a douche. This is a steamy. You don't put it on you. It's in a bowl on the ground underneath the lily. And they say most spas will have a special seat. Paltrow calls it a throne with a hole for the steam to come through. It's more challenging to do at home unless you have the chair. And so the herbs are just as important as the steam. So you add a couple of your chosen herb. Like, let's say you want to do an oregano vaginal steam. You get a cup of oregano. And then you put into a basin of hot water. The herbs have to kind of stew in there for at least a minute. Then you remove your clothes from the waist down. You stand or squat over the basin. Now, some people might actually fit the basin into a toilet and then sit on the toilet seat. Now, that's kind of what this patient did. So, unfortunately, that puts you too close to the steam. And then you wrap a towel around your waist and legs to prevent the steam from escaping because it might cool off. So, yeah, I suppose you could heat toilet water, but I don't know how that works. So you basically, you know, try to suffocate the apparatus so that all it has, the only option it has in life is just to steam your genitals. Now, how long does the session last? 20 to 60 minutes. If the steam cools off sooner, you're done. But if you could still get, you know, squeeze out an extra few minutes from that steam, you do. So what do people say it helps with? Now, this is on Healthline. They think it helps relieve stress, depression, hemorrhoids, infections, fertility, hormone imbalances, headaches, fatigue, digestive issues, and generalized pain. Now, does this stuff work? I haven't seen any studies. But I guess moxibustion is the process of burning mugwort on or over a problematic area on the body or pressure point. So it's something that I guess I don't understand that. There was a study saying that it might correct breech presentation. But if you were about to deliver and your baby is breech, I don't think I would do moxicombustion or whatever. So what's interesting about this case is this woman who got burned, she's 62 years old, she had what they call vaginal prolapse. Now, vaginal prolapse is a general term of your vaginal wall being weak. So let's say you have a couple kids. Let's say you do a lot of heavy lifting and weightlifting. Let's say you know, had trauma to the area. Menopause could do it. Aging, chronic coughing. People with like COPD that chronically cough, rather than tightening the vaginal muscles, they'll have weaker vaginal muscles. And so your bladder could poke through with an anterior vaginal prolapse, or your rectum could kind of not so much poke through all the way transmurally, but herniate. And so a lot of women with vaginal weakness, they can feel their colon, their bladder is pushing through, but a big prolapse that a lot of women deal with is uterine prolapse. And I have all this on my website. You guys can look at it. The uterine prolapse is where the uterus falls. And unfortunately, I've seen cases where a woman's uterus is outside the vagina. That's got to hurt. And the cervix is bumping against their legs. And the cervix is the opening of the uterus. So with something like that, we do surgery. We'll either do a hysterectomy or we'll do a lift and you're putting mesh in, etc. Well, unfortunately, this patient, even though she was urged to do surgery, she decided to go to an herbalist and do the steaming. Now, my only guess is they might think that the steaming helps with the pain, maybe helps cause, see, heat relaxes muscles. I don't see how it would tighten the muscles. But they probably thought that if you increase blood flow, you could increase elasticity. I don't know. But get this, so she's doing it, she doesn't feel any pain. It's not until she goes home later and she starts to bleed that she's like, I'm bleeding. And then she goes in and they see second-degree burns all over the place. So, you know, I'm a doctor. I get asked about these things. If you want to know what I would recommend steaming for, your broccoli or your carrots, okay? Steam your vegetables. They soften up the vegetables and they get to be yummier. But to steam a vagina, no. And I get it, probably is. I mean, think about it. People feel great in saunas, right? They feel great in steam rooms. You know, I love being in a jacuzzi. Steam makes me feel good, but only for like a couple minutes. And it makes me feel good around the shoulders and around the neck. You know, Lily doesn't really make a lot of sense. And again, I know there's a lot of people in alternative medicine. Look, I am not knocking alternative medicine. I think there are a lot of things out there that we don't do. You know, one thing I really want to see studied and I am fascinated by are people telling me that to stop a cold sore, they take their earwax and they put it on their mouth. Now, I can't as a doctor tell you to do that because if you get some infection, right, because you have dirty earwax, you know, I can't tell you. But I got to be honest, people telling me that their earwax stops their cold sore, I think it's cooler than cool. And so, you know, the idea that we have other things around us that can cure an ailment, you know, and I get it. People don't like to have surgery. And, you know, women don't like to have things fall out of them. It's crazy, honestly. I don't know if I've ever seen a male prostate prolapse. I don't know. I don't think so. Usually if a prostate bothers a man that much, it's already causing urinary obstruction. So don't, guys, I don't think you have to worry about that as much. But we women, things fall out of us all the time. Things are always drooping. With women, it's all about the droop. Everything is sagging. Everything, you know, on Instagram, there's an ad. I don't know why I'm getting it, which makes me nervous because you know how our smartphones listen to us or whatever. But now I'm getting ads for how to lift your butt. There's underwear that helps provide a butt lift. Now, I got too much of a butt. If I lift it any more, right, it's going to be, you know, I don't know, my hair on my head is going to, I guess, keep, I don't know. But there's all these, you know, modifications that we women always need to seem to do because things keep drooping and dropping and all that. And it's just, unfortunately, a way of life. And so any of you young ladies out there, if you were like me where I thought I'd never get old, you know, and I never have to pick up my butt or pick up my breasts or anything like that, or hope that my uterus doesn't fall out of the lady, it's going to happen to you. It is. Everyone's like, well, don't have kids. No, even the women that didn't have kids, they still look at saggy breasts. I mean, we have something called gravity. If you guys could figure out what to do with gravity, you know, well, that's what we got to do. We got to test astronauts. Do women up in, you know, space stations, do their, you know, do they not sag? 1-877 Dr. Ali.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Wall Street soaring largely on news that China wants trade talks with the U.S. to resume within the next few weeks, and the Trump administration has answered its call by putting off some tariffs it was going to impose on Chinese goods from September till at least December. The Dow Jones average up over 500 points at times. CNBC's Dominic Cho says a couple of areas are leading the way today.
Apple shares because one of the delayed tariffs is on smartphones and laptops. Toy makers like Mattel and Hasbro because some toys will be exempted from those tariffs.
Another member of the National Rifle Association's board of directors is stepping down. It's the fourth resignation in the past 2 weeks. This time, professional sports shooter Julie Golub has announced she's stepping down from the board. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe, maybe you'll swim back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
Right, so we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. We have another cotton swab incident with somebody's ear. How many of you guys use cotton swabs or Q-tips? Or I love Q-tips. I need to stop. You know, especially if I want to save up wax to try to attack a cold sore. Again, it's just a study I want to study. I want to study cold sores and earwax. I can't say to do it yet, but yeah. But I love Q-tips. Every time I get out of a shower, and I take 2-3 showers a day because I love the steam. I do. I love the steam. I'm just not going to vaginal steam, but I love the steam of the shower, and it gets germs off me from patients, and it's just I do. And see, I have fibromyalgia, but it was diagnosed when I was a medical student by the doctor teaching us, and he's like, "Wow, you got all these tender points and trigger points, you know? Do you with massages? What, you know, do massages help?" I go, "No, I can't stand anybody giving me a massage. It hurts." You got fibromyalgia. So maybe I do, maybe I don't, you know, because I don't seem to have any of the other, you know, other issues with it. But I just always feel better with, you know, heat. And mind you, I love the snow and I could live in the snow any day, but I just love hot showers. So I'll then Q-tip. And so I Q-tip about 3 times a day. Right? And well, I don't Q-tip because I buy the cheaper cotton tip swabs. And by the way, there's a difference. There really is a difference. You want to get the actual soft Q-tip. It just feels so good. Unfortunately, an Australian woman, right, almost died from hers. She's now warning others to not use the swabs, even though they're not even supposed to be used in the ear. They're only supposed to be used around the outer, you know, tragus, you know, your pinnae, where you have all these folds in your ear. That's why Q-tips look like that. You know, they're like really, really small because they go right, you know, around the, you know, all those little crevices. Hold on a second. I want to look up cotton swab history. I just want to know what year they came out. 1923. Oh, that's interesting. Oh, actually, it may even 1919. People, I guess, want to clean their ears. Well, I'll tell you what happened to her, and then we'll talk about Q-tip history. So she's 37 years old. She was using them to clean inside her ears, and then she developed a shrill ringing in her left ear. She also started to have hearing loss. She said, I cleaned my ears every night with cotton buds. I felt a dull ache as I prodded. She also couldn't hear her two sons, Dylan and Cody. Well, if I couldn't hear my sons, I'd probably, you know, enjoy the vacation because, you know, I don't have to hear them fighting and, yeah. So she went to a doctor, and the doctor gave her antibiotics for an ear infection. But she didn't get better. And then she starts to have brown discharge in her ear. And then blood began to appear. So then you wonder, okay, what did he see originally? So she went to a different doctor. They conducted a hearing test, and she was deaf in her left ear. So then that doctor said, I don't know what the hell's going on. You're going to an ENT. So she went to an ear, nose, and throat doctor, and then apparently she had a severe bacterial infection that was starting to eat away at her skull behind her ear. And the specialist said, you needed surgery yesterday. Don't you hate that when doctors say that? And you know, I do that a lot, too, and I know it ticks patients off. They're like, okay, so, you know, when should I get this test? You know, because I'm thinking they're going to want to put it off 4 months. And I go, yesterday. I mean, don't be putting it off a few months. Like, now. You're doing it now. And I hate sounding like that because it drives people crazy. But unfortunately, when it's serious stuff, it's serious stuff. So she was supposed to go on her honeymoon. And but then she had to, you know, go under the knife. So the surgeons had to reconstruct her ear canal also and take out affected tissue. It was a 5-hour surgery, and fibers from the cotton swabs became lodged in her ear over the years. The cotton was collecting, festering for as long as 5 years. And so that's why you got to be careful of some of the cheaper ones, because those cheaper ones fray a little bit. And so she kept pushing it in. So when you use Q-tips, you actually push in rather than pull stuff out. She's still struggling to hear, all because of trying to clean her ears. So now she wants to warn everybody of the danger of misusing cotton buds. Our ears are so delicate and sensitive, needs to be treated with care. Now, if you guys remember, a couple months ago, there was a gentleman whose cotton swab traveled into his skull near his brain. He had memory loss and headaches, had a seizure. He almost died. All right. So I just want to look at the history of these. Hold on a second. All right, I have to accept cookies. By the way, what does that mean when I accept cookies? I really don't know what that means. I've been accepting cookies. I mean, my parents always told me don't accept anything from strangers. And I'm actually taking cookies, I guess. I don't never see the cookie. I really don't understand that. So anyway, I just accepted cookies. I hope that doesn't mean I'm going to get, you know, hacked. So I guess the cotton swab was designed by Leo Gerstanzang, a Polish-American. And I guess dates back to 1919 before the first cotton swab appeared on the scene in 1923. Now, Puritan, I believe, is the company that began the production of toothpicks 100 years ago. And then, wait a second, I want to make sure this isn't the company kind of pushing themselves. I want to get a little bit more, because I guess Puritan, yeah, I haven't heard that company in years. So anyway, Leo watched his wife attach wads of cotton to toothpicks. So while his wife was doing that, he's like, well, why don't we make them ourselves? So he called them baby gays, Q-tip baby gays, and then they were finally Q-tips. So I guess a gay is a toothpick with cotton on it. And Q-tips now is, I guess there's like a $200 million in sales every single year. And it was just, I guess, another way to cleanse people. When you look at the evolution of a lot of our products, toilet paper, and I need to compile all these, you know, histories or whatever. There was a lot of, you know, do-it-yourselfers. We're going to be talking about that in the next segment. You know, a lot of stuff you could do yourself. And the ingenuity that people had where they took one product and they decided to use it for other things, that starts to spawn the idea of, okay, well, then I'm going to make this too. When you look at inventions, it's a little frustrating now to me because a lot of our inventions are tech-related. So you don't see a child or an adult, you know, use basic plumbing or basic woodworking or whatever to go, okay, if these two things went together, that would work. But in the older days, you did. You know, people find it fascinating that I believe we landed on the moon before we realized to put wheels on luggage. Now, I don't know if that's a rumor or I haven't really studied the history of luggage. I'm weird like that. I just like looking at the history of things. But we were carrying our suitcases, I mean, for years. Or you would hire a porter. And I don't know why it took so long for somebody to realize just put wheels on a suitcase. I don't know. Anyway. But anyway, so a lot of the things we do ourselves could unfortunately have unintended consequences. And, you know, doctors have been telling you for years, keep the Q-tips out of your ears. Keep stuff out of your ears. And actually, your ears do have a cleaning mechanism. The reason why you have wax is wax absorbs crap, and the ears, it'll kind of move out the ear, which is why you do need to clean the ear, but the outer. So we recommend washcloths. We recommend warm washcloths, you know, kind of moist washcloths that you just kind of clean and, you know, wipe around or whatever. You got to get behind the ear. A lot of us are really stinky behind the ear. You got to get behind the ear. And that's about it. And then you could kind of go up into the crevices or whatever, but not inside the ear. It's just like a big no-no. You know, just like picking your nose. You don't really need to go inside your nose. A lot of people are like, well, I got to get that boogie out. No, you can blow your nose. It's fine. You know, you could use a little handkerchief or whatever. So, you know, just stay away from the orifices if you can. 1-877-DOCTOR-LEE.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. That bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI. 1-877-DOCDALI. All right. So, I don't know if you guys remember, about a year ago, Newark, Jersey, officially declared their city's water safe to drink. Apparently, there were issues with lead. But last year, they said, all right, you're good. Unfortunately, last week, environmental officials called on the city to advise residents with known or suspected lead service lines that the filters they had been provided were not reliable because a couple Newark homes showed elevated lead levels. So they're now on bottled water again. So for 3 years, Newark, Jersey has been mired in this crisis, according to Fox News, caused by high levels of lead in the drinking water. The water filter program was supposed to allow safer water. but has not solved the problem. See, that's the thing. Whenever government gets involved to do something, it isn't always effective. So this looks pretty eerily scary to Flint, Michigan. So now they're distributing bottled water. Last fall, the city distributed water filters to residents to reduce lead levels in drinking water. They also implemented new corrosion control methods. And as you know, lead's not good. Early exposure could cause lifelong consequences, intellectual disabilities. We really don't have a safe limit that I know of, I mean, or a recommended. We just don't want you getting it because it could accumulate. So we really don't have like a safe, we can't say, okay, well, your lead could be under this parts per bill. I don't think we have those levels. So according to the EPA, the agency is, quote, unable to, at this time, to assure Newark residents that their health is fully protected when drinking tap water filtered through these devices. So basically, the devices may not, you know, help at all. Now, New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy said in a joint statement with Newark Mayor Roz Baraka that he is prepared to make bottled water available to residents. I mean, remember, it is hotter than hot. It's also really humid over there. So if you give me and my family a package of 24 bottles of water, we would easily go through that in a day. He further stated that Newark is expanding the testing of filtered drinking water to more Newark homes, that the New Jersey Department of Environmental Protection is working with the filter manufacturers to determine the scope of the situation. So the city handed out about 40,000 of these pure water filters, PUR. Half were donated by the company. And they're now establishing testing protocols, additionally sampling, et cetera. You know, the PUR were faucet filters, and they were supposed to remove 99% of lead at levels up to 10 times the applicable federal and state drinking water standard of 15 parts per billion. See, that's my problem with it. We really don't even want that. Eric Olson, Director of Health Programs of Natural Resources Defense Council, says he's troubled. And apparently, the environmental group sued Newark for failing to comply with regulations for the control of lead in drinking water. So, it's unfortunately something that my guess is probably plaguing a lot of cities. Now, Newark's been testing. Newark's been on top of it. Most cities are testing, hopefully, regularly. The thing is they don't know why these filters are failing. If they're supposed to be good filters and they've been testing, why are they failing? Is it because there's too much lead? Is it because of flow issues? Is it because, I don't know. So definitely concerning. People don't want to think that they drink lead. I mean, you know, I'm trying to tell people to avoid drinking from plastic, you know, and, you know, avoid processed, you know, foods. Even though water is a technically processed, it's supposed to be clean. You're drinking bottled water that might have been in the truck in the heat. How many times have you guys left a bottle of water in your car and then it was too hot to drink? And you're like, right, I got to throw that out. And then you forget to throw it out because you bring in groceries or whatever. And then the next day, because it cooled down overnight, it seems like normal temperature, so you drink it. I have. But if it heated up in the car and you had BPA and plastic, micro-melting happen, you really have contaminated water. And, you know, just like a soda, just like diet soda, they say the heat can unfortunately make byproducts such as formaldehyde. So never drink a diet soda that's been cooking in your car. The problem is the next day, you know, feel at normal temperature and you forget that it cooked. So, yeah, it may smell the same. No, formaldehyde is supposed to stink. Don't drink it. So my worry about bottled water, and we have it at home, is how do I know it was on the truck and kept at room temperature and not, you know, eventually cooled down to ambient temperature after days? And that's what kind of worries me about plastic bottles. And so I'm trying to go more natural and going back to the faucet, but if you can't even trust what's in your faucet, that's a problem. 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, this is interesting. Okay, while they're battling the Ebola outbreak in the Congo, it's killed now more than 1,800 people. I haven't given you guys a body count yet over the last week or two. It hasn't been in the news that much, but it's rising. So now it's over 1,800 people. Some good news is two of the four experimental Ebola drugs being tested were saving lives so much that they're saying they didn't have to really even continue the study. They could start using them soon. They say the preliminary findings prompted an early halt to the major study on the drugs because they had to prioritize using them right away. They say the early results mark some very good news, according to Dr. Anthony Fauci of the U.S. National Institute of Health. He helped fund the study. With these drugs, we may be able to improve the survival of people with Ebola. The two drugs, one developed by Regeneron Pharmaceuticals and the other by NIH researchers, they're antibodies that work by blocking the virus. So, during the West Africa Ebola epidemic, right, Congo Central, but the West Africa epidemic a few years ago, studies showed a hint that another antibody mixture named ZMAP worked, but not clear proof. So ZMAP was basically our only go-to. And I believe Johnson & Johnson was working on one, and then they were asked to halt. I'm not sure why, what was going on with that study. And so we only had Merck's product. Now, Regeneron's compound is called and NIH is MAB114, I think that's for monoclonal antibody. And they also have an antiviral drug named Remdesivir. So if we have now a variety of medications, I'd like to just commend people for being ahead of the curve on this one, because the problem with just having one medicine is the resistance, you know? And when we have all our eggs in one basket, if we have an Ebola patient that has a resistant form, and we don't have a medication to attack it, now that's going to be the one that gets spread. And so if we do have a variety, and then a variety that you could double up on, because that's what we doctors do. Sometimes it's like a, you know, a machine gun approach to attacking these bugs. And I'm sorry for the analogy, but sometimes that's just, you know, we're like, well, we're going to attack with this, we'll attack with this, we'll attack with this. Maybe we'll do a combo. I can't tell you how many times I would have people with some weird infection. I'm like, we're just going to do the combo, and it works. You know, there's a cream I like to prescribe. It's called Mycolog 2. I don't know if it's still called that because the generic's out. It's like a nystatin triamcinolone. Kind of similar to, like, you know, clotrimazole or Lotrimin. I should say Lotrimin. Lotrizone. Where you have a steroid and a fungal, antifungal medication together in one cream. And I found that the combo worked better on a lot of things, whether it's eczema, whether it's ringworm, whether it's jock itch. Even if you don't necessarily need both individual components, the combo just worked better. And so when we go and we approach these very deadly diseases, sometimes we need to kind of go at it as, you know, what can we combo? 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLEN, don't go away.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.